Ladies and gentlemen, the following Podzilla 1985 podcast is rated T for terrifying. I'm Hunter Hendricks. He's the man himself, Tanner Calvert, and your host, Shannon Young. I guess, why not? You're the host.
Would I not be the host?
I don't know. You're the host.
Of course I'm the host.
This is Terrifying Tanner Thursday, the bonus episode.
Of course I am the host, and I'm back.
That's right.
Officially.
God.
And if guess who's back?
Back again. Shannon's back.
Tell your friends.
Yes. If you have any left, because I'm working on it. If you think this is easy, folks.
Yeah, I nuked all my friends, and now yours are next.
I'm coming for you. We coming for you, nigga. Hell. There goes Tanner. Can't play it.
Oh, no. Damn it.
If you think this
Less
is easy.
Less than a minute in.
You think this is easy. Two things. One, go back and listen to the shows I wasn't hosting. Two, watch Zach Price's solo reaction show.
Oh, man.
To the NXT show last night. I love Zach Price.
Yeah.
I got through 20 seconds of it. He's not going to listen to this, is
well,
he? No, he's not going
to
listen.
My answer to his question, you know, telling me to do that is the same thing Dalton kept repeating 10 times of fuck that.
even doing a daily show last week with me, Asa, and Zach, I mean, it was nerve-wracking trying to keep everybody on track and keep the conversation moving. So.
Yeah, you legitimately sounded like you were just on edge.
Did it remind you of that first episode of Nerd Up?
It did, in a way, yeah. No. Well, because Jesse and I were just, I mean, steering the ship, man, just the best we could do.
Same thing with you and Ace.
It was me and Ace. It was the same thing. And again, he's not going to listen. No offense to Zach. It's not his fault. It's just I told you. I think you understand Zach better than anybody else.
Yeah.
As far as our group. And you're able to kind of keep him like where he needs
to
steer
be. Steer him the right way.
And I can't, man. Well, and I promise you, tomorrow's show with Jake, it'll be the same way, only I'll have to keep him kind of like.
Oh, yeah. I'm wondering how that's going to go. You know, that's
gonna
fine,
be
though.
Fun.
That's fine. I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be back in the studio. I missed it. If you listen to that show on Tuesday, you know what's been going on. Mm-hmm. And it's the fourth highest rated show of all time on Podzilla already.
You told me yesterday it was moving up quick.
Yeah. Oh, in one day, it's already hit that mark.
Is the previous solo show still the highest, though?
No. The highest one is SummerSlam.
Oh,
the SummerSlam reaction show is by far the highest one we've had. I think it goes, and this is some insider information here. It's the SummerSlam episode.
Pulling back the curtain.
Then the 50th episode, the big spectacular we had, which was fucking awful, by the way.
Spectacular.
Tanner's giving air quotes quote here. Yeah. And then the show I did with Nate over and Louie over Christianity.
Oh, yeah.
And then the episode about Lindsay and Allie.
Gotcha.
So,
why is it the shows we're not real fond of are the ones that...
Well, you know, I did what I said I wasn't going to do when I started to listen to that show today before I came here. I got through about 10 minutes of it. I got through all of the history of me and Lindsay, and I turned it off. I was like, you know what? I can't listen to this.
Yeah.
I can't listen to myself talk about this.
I don't even like listening to my Daily Show, man. I do it occasionally. Don't get me wrong.
I don't like watching the Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
Who does?
He's no Jon Stewart.
No. No, he's decidedly not.
No.
So, this is the bonus episode, the lost episode of Terrifying Tanner Thursday.
This is me making up for missing the first Terrifying Tanner Thursday. You and I both did.
Yeah, I was going to say, and this is me making up for never being available for any of the other episodes. Tanner asked me to be on a Terrifying Tanner Thursday. I said, yes, please, but can we do it in the daytime?
Not because he's busy, but because he's scared.
I am terrified, Tanner.
He's
on
terrified
Thursdays.
Of Tanner.
Yeah. I don't know.
The mountain is what we call him now. All right, so why am I here?
Well, we got talking.
Why have you came?
Why have you came?
How do I shot web? I thought maybe I was going to come up with a topic, but then I thought, okay, I saw your message today, and I was like, okay, apparently he has a topic. So what are we talking about, Tanner?
All right, so last week we talked about horror films. All right, this is stuff that's rated R. You can't watch it with your kids, generally.
Right. Yeah, you can.
I mean, you can, but some people won't.
If you come into Gaming Grounds at the right time. Yeah.
We watched the ABCs of Death yesterday.
That's right.
We'll do that again. Anywhere.
So Hunter and I got to talking. Like, it'd be really cool to do a show, a smaller show.
Yeah.
Talking about films that are more family friendly.
I want to bring
for Halloween.
I want to bring up that list real quick of the movies you guys said. If I can find it.
I mean, before
you're gonna be happy with the list.
You're talking about from last week.
From last week's show.
Okay. Yeah. You go for that. Tanner and I both kind of agreed right off the bat. There's at least two movies that have to be mentioned here. And his was Ernest Scared Stupid, which absolutely
classic.
Deserves a mention. But it would never make it on the previous list. Because on the previous show, you guys made a point to say these are horror movies.
Yeah.
Even the list that were being pulled from IMDb were like best Halloween movies or some other sort of similar things, but not necessarily scary movies. So Ernest obviously has to. Although, let's be honest, and this is the same argument I made about the movie I'm going to mention with Jesse.
That troll was...
That thing is fucking terrifying, man.
It has two noses.
It's scary as shit. Especially to a kid.
I watch the movie every year.
I can't find the list. I think it's on my it's on Skype.
Yeah.
And then
what movie are we talking about now?
Ernest Scared Stupid. Yeah.
The Miak.
The Miak.
Oh man.
The troll's pretty creepy. Yeah. I mean, for a kid, that would actually be a frightening movie.
Yeah, the stuff that it can it's weird.
I'm looking at your list over here.
Yes.
Is this your family list?
Go ahead, name something.
I like that. I can't see it. That's my favorite part because I'm not aware of any of it.
This is his family list, and I agree with all of these except one. I don't understand how you would put Shaun of the Dead on a family list.
No, not so much family.
Not it's family. I non-horror. Can see, though, yeah, where it wouldn't have made the horror list.
Well, how is that not a horror? It's got fucking zombies.
Don't ask me.
Everything was zombies. Don't ask you. You made the list.
I know. I didn't everything make the list. Was all the list. I made this list.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm calming down.
It's more of a comedy.
Have I ever seen Shaun of the Dead? Yes, I've seen Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, it's more of a comedy.
And it's good. It's a good film.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic film. I wish I could find that list of the movies you guys did last week because I wanted to throw a couple in there.
I'll tell you what. I'll find it.
You gonna find it?
I'll find it.
All right, Hunter's gonna find it.
I'm gonna say it's on the Podzilla Facebook.
While we have a second, while he's looking for that real quick,
okay.
I do want to talk about something that's related to this sort of. I read yesterday that Rick Moranis turned down a cameo role because Sigourney Weaver's on board.
Yes,
everybody is on board from the original film.
Everybody who's still alive is there,
except for William Atherton. I don't think he's in. But yeah, Rick Moranis turned it down. He wished him luck and said, "Why would I want to be?" Why would I want to even film for a day a movie I did 30 years ago?
Exactly.
And you can't really blame him for that.
That whole interview, by the way, is just a blast if you haven't read the whole thing. It's like worth looking into.
Rick Moranis?
Yeah, he did an interview for Entertainment Weekly. One of the things that was great about it that was sort of related is that he said outright, you know, people always say I'm retired. I'm not retired. I've been doing voice acting for the past 20 years, you know, pretty regularly. I've done a lot of commercials in Canada because he's from Canada, of course. And he said, literally, the only reason that my Wikipedia page still says that I'm retired or largely retired is because I don't know how to change it. If I could change it, I would go do it today.
And yet,
but I don't know how to do it.
Other people can change it for him.
Exactly. Yeah.
I would consider him semi-retired, though. I would. Because
most times, voice acting you can do from the comfort of your home.
Yeah, and not only that, but the guy was huge. I mean, he was kind of the Jim Carrey of his time.
Little Giants, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, Ghostbusters.
Man. Ghostbusters.
Other films.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Probably make it onto that list, I would
think. Well, it's not on the main list, but it should be.
Yeah. You know, I did Little Shop of Horrors in college.
Did you really?
I did. Personal story. So I did Little Shop of Horrors in college. The only reason I did Little Shop of Horrors because my then girlfriend Vina was auditioning for it. And she and I had just started dating, so I was really trying to impress her. So I auditioned for it. I came prepared with nothing. They put me on stage and they said, sing. Everyone else had selections from the musical, Little Shop of Horrors. I did not. I sang Boys to Men. Needless to say, I got a part. I actually had two parts. I was the understudy for the plant, and I was the John Candy character, the radio announcer.
Oh, yeah.
Please say Feed Me Seymour, please. Just because you got the understudy for the plant, I want to hear it.
Feed Me Seymour!
That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
I quit that, though. Because that suit was hot as shit, and I did not want to do it. But I did do the John Candy role, which was fun, and I got to play a couple background characters.
Nice.
One of which I was a couple with my girlfriend, Vina, which was fantastic. We walk out on stage together and whatnot. Right. Well, the day of the show, as we're walking in, I haven't talked to her in a couple days. She's been voiding my phone calls. I'm freaking out. The day of the show, we're about to go on stage, she broke up with me.
Oh, man.
Because her parents didn't like me.
Brutality.
So now I have to go on stage with her and pretend we're married. And I'm sitting there off stage, depressed, crying. Not quite crying, but I'm sitting there. I don't care about anything. And the main guy, Reed Morris was his name, he walks up. He's smoking a cigarette. He's the star of the show. Yeah. Never talked to him. He looks down at me and he says, "What's wrong with you?" And I said, "My girlfriend just broke up with me." And he just kind of goes, "Oh, that sucks." And he just walks off smoking a cigarette. You son of a bitch.
Seymour, you bastard.
Seymour, you son of a bitch. Hope you get eaten by that plant, which you did.
He did.
Because we went with the original ending.
Oh,
spoiler
good.
Alert.
Not with the Hollywood ending.
Hell
yeah.
All right, so here is the list. This is the list from last week that was 31 horror movies for the month of October. I'm just going to read it in the order that it is here. So Friday the 13th, part 6, as Jason Lives, of course, 1408.
Hold on. 1408.
Ace of Grace's first choice, like first round draft.
I can't back that.
It's a good movie.
It's a good movie, but it's so over the top. It's about as subtle as Lex Luger selling offense. So
to a T-shirt.
I don't know.
I like that one quite a bit.
It's got John Cusack.
See no evil.
Open Asa.
Mankey. No.
Dolphin Mankey. Dalton, you motherfucker.
Dolphin Mankey.
Dolphin Mankey.
This was the show for the entire show. He was called what, Tanner?
Pussbot.
Yeah.
He told me the story behind Pussbot.
He's not.
Did you hear the story?
Yeah.
His girlfriend called him Pussbot. Yeah.
Yeah, so he's not a horror movie guy. So you're going to get a lot of things here that either were A, told to him, or B, were just what he can make it through.
He didn't do bad.
It's not terrible.
You know, I like his girlfriend. Dalton, I like your girlfriend.
All right, so, okay, we go from See No Evil to The Grudge.
Oh, fantastic movie.
Yes.
Can I tell you a personal story about that one, too?
Sure.
Because this is fun. Why not?
Yeah.
So I went to go see The Grudge by myself because Bob was too busy getting high. And
I'm already in.
Yeah. So I go into the theater by myself. I walk in. I sit down. And then as the movie's starting, three or four people of a certain ethnicity, we'll say, walk in. I won't say what ethnicity.
Yeah.
They're black.
I made that mistake. Never mind.
They walk in.
Fucking Swedes. Fucking
Japs. Always coming in there. But they walk in. The first thing the guy says, he looks around. As the movie's already playing at this point, Bill Pullman's about to fall off the balcony. He looks around and he goes, as loud as he can, "Damn, this motherfucker's thick." To which part of the audience laughs and part of it just immediately shakes their head because it's going to be that night.
Oh, man.
He sits down. He's talking through the entire thing. Finally, this old woman behind him, politely, because I was near them, she goes, "Would you please be quiet?" And he turns around and says, "Suck my dick, bitch."
Oh, boy. And then...
And then the ushers came in and talked to him, and there was no more through the film.
I can imagine that would be the case.
Great movie. I love that. Oh, yeah. So much better than Ju-on.
That was Jesse's.
Yeah.
Jesse, you're the real MVP.
VHS.
Fantastic.
Is our next
one and two. Not so much three.
God, no, not three.
Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon.
Love that movie.
That was Asa's choice. That's
a good movie. The way Asa talked about that, I've got to find it.
Have you not seen that?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, you need to see that.
I don't think I've seen it either. I know I've heard of it, but I don't think I've seen
it. It's tongue-in-cheek for sure, but it's really good.
My Bloody Valentine 3D.
Who picked it?
Asa. No, Dalton.
Dalton.
Fucking course he did. I didn't talk to your girlfriend, Dalton.
Grave Encounters.
Fantastic. Avoid the second one.
The original My Bloody Valentine.
Dalton again?
No, that's me, actually.
Uh-oh.
Got a problem with it?
Never seen it.
Okay, good.
Never seen it.
Red State.
Never seen it. Always wanted to. I like the alternate ending better. Did you ever hear about the alternate ending?
Yeah, the alternate ending is what I wish they'd gone with. But it is a good flick, and it's terrifying in a whole different set of ways.
Right.
It doesn't even feel like a horror movie, and yet it's totally scary.
Right.
Wrong Turn 2.
Two over one? Who picked that?
Dalton. Super Bowl Saturday?
What's it called? Dalton, man, I really need to talk to your girlfriend.
I think these are all his. It's The Strangers.
Stranger
Jesse.
You and I have talked about The Strangers before. Here's my problem. I'm going to tell a personal story about
personal
The Strangers.
Story.
It's not really a personal story. It's just how I feel about the movie. I loved this movie for literally almost exactly half the movie. For the beginning of it, I was on board, man. And I remember on that last show, Asa said outright, he's like, "I do not do well with home invasion stuff." Generally, I don't either. And it was just the right level. And I mean, I will reference this scene a million times over. One of the very first times that we see one of the invaders when Liv Tyler has her back to that, she has her face to the camera, and I forget what she's doing, something in the foreground in the living room, I think, of the house, and the guy just walks in, looks at her, and walks back out. It's the best version of the ghost running by in the background, but you know it's not a ghost.
Right.
It's a real person.
Which makes it scarier.
Exactly. Yeah. Something's about to go down. But from the time that she, and I'm going to spoil it because I don't give a shit, from the time that she kills her fiancé or whatever his name is, the boyfriend or whatever, she kills him by accident. From that point on, the movie just
isn't
downhill and dead.
Isn't Glenn Howerton in that movie?
That's a good question.
Dennis from It's Always Sunny?
Maybe he's the guy.
I think
because there's really only the couple, Liv Tyler and the guy.
Or maybe I'm
and
thinking
of Strangers.
What's that other movie that was kind of like Funny Games? Maybe it was Funny Games.
What it was.
I don't know.
But in any case, so I can agree with exactly half of that movie,
Tanner,
being on the list.
Have you ever given yourself a stranger?
Oh, no.
No, I haven't. Sorry. No. Nope.
Okay. Go on.
The Purge.
Who picked it? Dalton.
Dalton.
Fuck Dalton. I bet you
Which
like
I don't. It's not really. I mean, it is a horror movie, I guess, but it's more suspense than anything.
It should have been called A Series of Unfortunate Decisions.
I've told you before how it pisses me off that we have two Purge movies now, and nobody does anything but kill people.
Yeah.
Something else has got to be going on. Yeah.
Get money.
Give me some.
Fuck bitches.
Just give me something else is happening there. Unfriended.
Oh, I loved it.
I think
it.
We all agree with Unfriended.
Yeah, I loved it. That was a great movie.
It. Like, yeah. The movie was great. Only qualm I had was it was the end.
Yeah, I could live without the hokey
ghost
last end. Minute. Yeah, yeah. It's just exactly like Paranormal Activity. I could live without the leap at the camera.
Did you ever hear about the original ending?
Oh, yeah. Paranormal you Activity? And I talked about that before.
That was a much
the original
better.
Paranormal Activity ending.
Yeah, it was. Dude. That would have been.
I wish Hollywood wasn't so afraid to go for it.
And you know who told him not to do that, right?
Was it Spielberg?
Spielberg, yeah. Of all people, was like, no. Because it was all about setting up for a sequel.
Let's be honest. If you're a filmmaker and Steven Spielberg says, hey, don't do that, you're not going to fucking do it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The Babadook.
Yeah.
Duke.
That was me.
That's another one of those movies I scared Jordan with. God rest his soul. I miss him. There were so many films that I introduced Jordan to that he is just obsessed over since then. Like, As Above, So Below. Was that on the list?
Jesus, no, it wasn't, actually.
Good movie.
Next one is Nightmare on Elm Street, New Nightmare.
That's the best of it.
Yeah.
Easily. Yep. Who picked that one?
Asa.
Yeah. There's a reason he's a 5-star man.
The Conjuring makes the list. I found it interesting.
That was Dalton, but I think that was his girlfriend on that one.
Well, I found it interesting that The Conjuring made the list, but none of the Insidious movies did.
I just watched Insidious 3 about a week ago.
Yeah.
Awful.
There's a reason it didn't.
Terrible.
But the first one
was pretty good.
That first one.
Dancing Boys creeped me out.
Yeah. Like
we had to keep bringing up the fact that, you know, that yes, there's a lot of films that didn't make the list that really great films.
Yeah.
But we're 31. They're trying to narrow hundreds of awesome movies. Yeah. That are
you narrow hundreds of awesome movies down, you put The Strangers on there. So
that wasn't me.
I'm just saying.
I don't know. If it were me, if I'm just going back and revising this, I don't know. It'd be a tough toss-up if I had to pick one of those movies between The Conjuring and the original Insidious, because I don't want to say they're so similar. Obviously, they're by the same guy.
Right.
But that'd be a tough choice. Blair Witch Project.
It has to be on there. That movie scared me to death.
That's
as a
an
child.
Iconic one.
Yes. I mean, it's not really scary now, but it's just one of those things where you have to watch it.
It's one of those things that you were happy you never saw what it was. Mm-hmm. The part where they wake up and you hear the kids outside and the movement and they're just screaming and running. She's yelling, "What is that? What is that?"
Yeah.
That put me on the edge of my seat.
Well, and for most of us, it was probably the first found footage movie that you saw. Everybody says it was the first. It wasn't, obviously. There was Cannibal Holocaust and all that ridiculous shit.
And the last broadcast, I think it was called,
yeah,
was about the Jersey
like that.
Devil. That was the first one I actually saw.
Yeah.
But Blair Witch was the first one that I thought was effective.
Right.
it's the one that really got the found footage craze going.
Yeah.
Still absolutely. Going 20 years
and
later, baby.
What was funny was it happened, and then it took like several years before anybody really got on it. But the next one is Misery, and I love that movie, but as a horror movie?
No, was it?
It's Stephen King.
That feels like another suspense, yeah.
I mean, Stephen King.
Yeah.
That's,
I don't know.
Whoever picked it, I hated him for it.
Just for
because of the scene where she hits the legs.
Yeah.
What's what was the name that spun that? Hobbles McGee?
Hobbles McGee. they called me Stabby McGee, and then he's Hobbles McGee.
Hobbles McGee. The Amityville Horror, the original.
Yeah.
It's good, but I mean.
You know what I would almost, this may come across as blasphemy here, but I would almost put the remake with Ryan Reynolds on there.
I really liked
that's
it.
That's the one
it was
the Dalton
really
actually
good.
Picked.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what do you know?
Well, the first one had James Brolin.
Sorry, his girlfriend picked.
I was going to say, even a clock is right at least a couple times a day.
You know, if you have any interest in the Amityville Horror, do yourself a favor. Go watch this documentary that came out last year, maybe early this year, called My Amityville Horror. It's a documentary about the son
who lived
with the family. And
all the one that's in prison?
I don't know if he's in prison now. He wasn't at the time. But yeah, it's him telling his story about what happened and how it was real and how it's affected his life since then. It's fascinating. Go ahead.
Yeah,
sorry.
Definitely.
I just wanted to point that out.
That's right. The Shining, which,
definitely one of the most boring fucking films I've ever seen in my life. Fuck both of you. No, I said it. I said it.
Whoa.
I said it.
Whoa.
That and Rosemary's Baby.
Now, Rosemary's Baby sucked. Yeah, I'll agree with you on that.
I like The Shining for the last 20, 30, 40 minutes of it, but the other 7 hours of it,
Wow, really?
Maybe I need to watch
it. Fascinating.
Maybe I need to watch it again.
Who loves Digging Up the Marrow.
Well, I can't comment on that. I haven't seen
watch
that one
it.
Yet.
No, don't watch it.
Digging Up the Marrow isn't 5 hours of Jack Nicholson stumbling around.
When was the last time you saw The Shining? Like, how many times have you seen it realistically?
I've seen it two or three times, but the last time I watched it, literally, was 7 years ago.
Well, I'll be the first
one
to tell you.
I've matured a lot since then.
A lot of that comes from me personally, because that would have been a number one with a bullet on my list.
Really?
That would have been my number one.
Oh, kids, if you've ever wanted to hear mom and dad argue.
No, but I'll explain why. A lot of it comes down to, A, my dad has one of the original copies of the book, and I read the book when I was way too young and should not have been reading it. So it's already ingrained in me a little bit. From there, I've seen the movie when I was way too young, because it was one of my dad's favorite movies. It still is. My dad's still around. I keep talking about, like, he's not here. He's still here. It is one of his favorite movies. So that helped a lot, too. I have seen it probably every year since I was
really
15, I would say. I want to say, I don't think we own it, but I want to say my parents do. So, yeah, it's just one of those things that has stuck with me for a long, long time. And it is... it's hard to describe, man. It's just the atmosphere. I know what you're getting at, because the first time that I watched it, it scared me, but I also like was real bored for a lot of the beginning of it. But as I got older, I got to where I could really, I felt like I could appreciate more and more about just the little subtleties and all the little things that are happening building up to that moment.
See, so, I feel like I need to watch it again, because
yeah,
I feel that way. I loved the atmosphere of the film,
yeah,
but I don't think I appreciated the buildup. See, back then, yeah, I very much wanted, I was like a simple-minded movie watcher, like Dalton Mankey. And now I feel like I appreciate that more.
Yeah.
I appreciate a good build-up.
Right.
Like digging up the marrow. So.
Look, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. That movie was good for like the last 30 minutes.
I got nothing for you. I'm sorry.
Just watch it.
Someday, my friend.
Someday.
Let's go. Let's move on.
Yes. Yeah. Halloween. Which, as I recall, Tanner, was your choice, and you did give an option here of either
1978. Or
the original Rob Zombie remake.
Yeah.
Yeah,
What? Why are you staring at me?
You're tapping your fingers like, I don't know about that.
I've not seen the Halloween remake.
Really?
Really?
No.
It's actually really good.
I've not seen the Halloween remake or the Friday the 13th remake. I have seen the Nightmare on Elm Street one.
Yeah, no, Friday the 13th like is, and Nightmare is terrible. Of those three, if you're going to have to rank them, it goes Halloween, Nightmare, or Halloween, Friday, Nightmare.
Yeah, Nightmare was really just one.
Yeah,
the Halloween remake's pretty good.
I agree with you that both of them should be on the list. I would still, though, probably put the Carpenter one above, and not just because it's the original. Overall, it's a better movie.
Yeah.
It's just a better movie.
Yeah.
Overall.
Jamie Lee Curtis, come on.
And the second
one, who didn't have a crush on her?
The second one, I liked the, or not the second one, but the remake anyway. I liked the origin. It's one of the few times I did like the idea behind an origin story. But I like that movie so much better when it just becomes a full-blown remake of the original. Like, mm-hmm. By the time we get to that point, I'm down. I'm in. And I don't know if it's because of the origin or not. That's a question I need to answer
for
myself.
You want
to
talk about
sometime.
Movies that have alternate endings that were way better than what was in the theater? Halloween 2 from Rob Zombie?
Yeah.
The alternate ending from that, way better than what was
in the
theater.
It would almost have to be, wouldn't it? Because I'm reasonably sure that's the only time I took acid and didn't know it. Whatever the hell happened at the end of Halloween 2, I'm still not sure that wasn't a
fever dream. I feel
the
need to watch this now.
Well, the problem is with the alternate ending, it was the same ordeal like they had with Paranormal Activity. Mm-hmm. If they had shown the alternate ending in theaters, there'd be no room, no
It'd be
opening.
Over.
Yeah.
But it was over anyway, which, I mean, obviously they couldn't have predicted. But,
well, that's kind of the fucking point of Michael Myers. He dies every time and comes back like Jason.
Well, in this case, you know, I see what you're saying. They would have left it open for a sequel, but
and that's
then
the
didn't.
Idea, because, I mean, there's still talks of Halloween.
Oh, yeah. 3D is what it was for
Halloween
the longest time.
Halloween 4.
Yeah.
I'm not calling it Halloween 3. I'm not doing it. I don't care.
Why would you not call it Halloween 3?
Don't invoke Halloween 3.
I'm not invoking
Season
that.
Of the Witch.
I like Season of the Witch.
Here's the thing. Wait.
You tell him.
It's a great movie.
It has nothing to do with Halloween.
But it's not Halloween.
I know.
Yeah. Well, what I thought was funnier was what I thought you were going to say was all the IMDb lists that you guys pulled for the last one.
It had that fucking movie on
there. Had that movie on there somewhere, and everyone would be like, hear me out. I know this movie sucks, but I really like it.
Well, it had a great jingle, too. Remember the jingle from it?
Oh, yeah. Man.
And it was, originally the idea behind Halloween was that it was an anthology series. They were going to do different stories every time.
Kind of like what we were talking about, American Horror Story?
Yeah.
We'll go on.
Pumpkinhead.
Oh, my God, yes. Lance Hendrickson. I would have his baby if that were possible.
Speaking of having somebody's babies, Alien.
Oh, yeah.
The original.
Would you call it? Well, I guess that is a haunted horror.
The original
haunted
is a haunted house movie in space.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I do, though, remember somebody saying, and it might have been you, Tanner, that Aliens is better.
Aliens is better.
Yeah. Oh.
Me and Jesse brought that up.
You and I have disagreed on that. I'm one against the world here.
Wait, as a horror movie, no.
As a horror movie, then yeah, the first one is the only one that is a horror movie.
Oh, I thought the third one was very much a horror movie, too.
For everyone involved, it absolutely was.
Hear me out. Have you ever seen the director's cut?
of Alien 3, no.
It is actually better. And we rewatched the whole Alien series a couple of months ago, yeah. Me and Bob, because I got the anthology for Christmas last year. And Alien 3 really holds up well. We rewatched it, and I thought, you know what? This is a lot better than I remembered it being.
Yeah.
And especially if you watch Resurrection after that.
Yeah.
Because Resurrection, it's not the redheaded stepchild. It's the three-armed, retarded stepchild.
They keep chained in the basement.
That they keep chained in the basement. They feed fish heads to every year.
Bart. What was Bart's brother's name? From Treehouse of
Doma.
And it wasn't the basement, it was the attic.
I can't think of it.
Was it
Hugo?
Hugo! Yeah. You are correct. Yeah. It is right. It's Hugo.
What to do with baby Hugo?
Yeah, I still, I don't know, man. Alien to me is, just, I love Aliens, don't get me wrong. And I've only seen Alien 3 like one time, but.
Aliens has two things going for it really well. And that's Lance Henriksen and Michael Biehn. Oh, and Bill Paxton.
And Bill Paxton. Game over,
man. And Paul Reiser.
Game over.
But Alien 1 had a certain man named Yaphet Kotto.
Yeah.
He was the black guy.
Yeah. He doesn't last long. It is a horror movie.
None of them do.
I will say just one more thing before we move on from that. I would watch... Aliens is the movie that if it shows up on cable, I'll absolutely sit down and watch it. Alien, I got to make a point to sit down and watch it.
You do, because it's
involved.
It's exhausting.
You got to be there, yeah. So anyway, that's my Alien rant. Tucker and Dale versus Evil. Yeah, thumbs
fantastic.
Up.
Fantastic.
Absolutely. Saw the original, the first one.
Yeah, I wouldn't go past the first one.
You know what I thought
I've heard
funny?
The first two or three were good.
Well,
the first three, yeah.
The first three are good, but somebody had said something to the effect of the first three really have a great overarching narrative, and I take umbrage with that because the second movie was not even a Saw movie. The second movie was a totally unrelated script that after the first one was a hit, they went, oh shit, we need a sequel now.
We can get a franchise going.
Yeah. So they bought this script, kind of reworked it to make it. It was basically just a murder house type script because that's what it is, and reworked it into a Saw movie. And then they kind of backtracked and, oh, now it makes sense as a Saw movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a good movie, but I lost interest in the overarching plot for that thing after the end of the first one.
I thought the first one had a great concept about a guy who's dying that's punishing people that don't appreciate life.
Absolutely.
But Lindsay has a thing against watching torture porn.
Yeah.
And since I watch most of my movies with Lindsay, it's hard to get her to watch something like that. So I've not actually seen the Saw series.
Saw is kind of where I draw the line on things. Hostel was a bridge too far for me. We saw the first one at least, and I remember the whole movie going, this is not scary. It's just making me wish I hadn't eaten before I came here. You know? I mean,
it's just mean.
Yeah, exactly. Nine Dead makes the list.
I don't think who picked that. I think Asa picked that.
I think so.
I don't think I've seen that one.
I haven't either. This was one that, as I heard, I thought, I got to go look this up because I know nothing about this.
The only thing I've seen, Session Number 9, that was really good.
Yeah,
have you ever seen that one?
No.
David Caruso?
That. I haven't.
That was good.
Cabin in the Woods?
Just watched it 2 nights ago.
Yeah,
again,
good stuff.
It's really good.
Paranormal Activity, the original.
We drove to Carbondale, I think, just to watch that movie because it was the only one playing it.
Yeah.
Lindsay fell asleep during it. Bob and I were like, that was really good.
This was another one that in the discussion, I wish I'd been able to weigh in on this because we've had now, what, 5 or 6 of these things?
We're in the middle. They're going to come out with 6.
Yeah. What's it called? Ghost Dimension?
Ghost Dimension, yeah. Somebody said that the third one was where it dropped off for him. To me, the third one was the scariest damn one.
The third was the best.
The prequel. The one in the 80s.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
That was horrifying.
One was really good. Two wasn't great.
Yeah.
Three was really good.
And then
four was god awful, other than that blonde girl. It was the little cute blonde girl. That's all I remember is the cute blonde
guy. What's her name from the first one?
Well, she's in all of them.
Yeah, but I'm saying like she comes back. She moves in across the street with Hunter.
And then there's
And then there's the marked one actually ones. Was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The marked ones we watched 15 minutes of. Sarah found out on IMDb that they torture a dog, and we turned it right the fuck off.
I don't remember that part.
I don't remember that part either.
The way the marked ones ended was really cool.
Yeah.
There was a full loop to the first one.
Oh, yeah. I'll take your word for it.
Well, you remember in the first Paranormal Activity?
No.
When you hear her scream downstairs right before she kills him and does the reason she screams is because the guy that you're following in Marked Ones is running away from the demon and ends up running into a house yelling for help.
Runs into the
kitchen and it's Katie.
Katie.
And he's standing in Katie and Mika's kitchen. Yeah. And that's why she screams.
I gotcha.
I remember going on IMDb after Paranormal Activity wondering what other people thought of it. And I was like, oh, I liked it. How did other people feel? And every single post was, wow, she had great tits. Every post was, wow, did you see her boobs?
She really did.
Yes, she did. Geez.
Last House on the Left.
A remake or original?
Either.
I prefer the original, but either.
Okay.
And that was and Evil Dead.
That was awesome.
Remake or original?
Yeah, see, this is one where I feel like I'm going to be a little blasphemous here. I'd probably pick the remake.
Me too.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
High five.
High five.
I mean, it was good, but...
Yeah. I love the original because I love Bruce Willis. Bruce Campbell.
But, I love Bruce Willis too, but unrelated.
I almost threw my phone at him.
Oh. But the Evil Dead remake is just, it's raw, it's visceral, it's the best remake you could ever have.
And let's be real honest, man, as much as I love Bruce Campbell and as much as I love Sam Raimi, that first movie does not hold up very well.
Some of the effects are laughable. No,
it is. It's hard to watch.
It didn't age well. At all.
It's a shoestring budget to begin with.
If you're going to watch it, really, at this point, anytime that somebody tells me, oh, I haven't seen The Evil Dead, you know, how do I get caught up on this series? Just start with the second one. It's more or less a remake anyway. Yep. Start with Evil Dead 2.
Yep.
Go to Army of Darkness. Then watch the remake. And you're good to go.
Watch Ash versus The Evil Dead coming to Stars this Halloween.
That's right.
This is the only reason I want to upgrade my satellite.
That's what I'm getting at. Somehow watch it.
Is that the list?
So that's the list.
All right. Well, what the fuck?
What do you have to... You weren't there. You have no say in this.
Here's a couple movies. Let me throw some out for you real quick. The Thing.
The Thing should have made the list.
An American Werewolf in London.
That was we talked about that.
Yes.
One.
Nobody mentioned The Descent, which bothered me.
The Descent's a
great
movie.
The Descent is a great
movie.
Flick. That was terrifying. That
What about Ginger Snaps?
Have not
seen
that.
I don't know.
Dog
could,
Soldiers?
I don't
Dog
think
Soldiers. Oh my God, we watched that in college. It was so good.
Talking about Ginger Snaps, I don't think you could put that on a...
It's got a werewolf.
So...
Everything was
zombies. You put The Strangers on there.
I didn't put The Strangers on there.
I'm just saying. Ginger Snaps is one of the best horror
movies.
That's
a great movie.
Yeah.
I just don't know if I would.
I don't know that I
that's
have
spider.
Anything else that.
That is a spider.
Is that what you were looking at?
Yeah, it's right here on my.
Where is it?
Right here.
Well,
what
bastard.
About, how about The Blob?
Blob's a good one.
Yeah,
good classic
I do.
One.
You're
Creepshow?
Now, this was the point, by the way, I should mention at this point in time, if you haven't actually listened to that show, this was the point where they said, and I'm sure Shannon has a whole lot of things
that
he needs to add to this
list. That's one of the reasons why we wanted you here today.
It's a big point of
I'm throwing
of
them out there
today.
Right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Batman and Robin?
Batman Forever.
Yeah, I don't like any of the Schumacher
some ice.
Ones. Lost Boys?
Lost Boys is good. Lost Boys does not feel like a horror movie until the last, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So. Then it really.
I think
From Dusk Till Dawn.
From Dusk Till Dawn, which is almost an action flick, though.
Yeah,
that's really, really close.
Yeah, I think that's the problem with a lot of these things. Because the one that I was talking about earlier and never got around to, that I understand. I need your help on this, Shannon. I understand why I didn't make the list. I get it. But motherfucking Ghostbusters,
and
it's not a horror movie. I understand this.
And I don't want to get to that in 1 second. That's why I wanted to be here to talk about this. But
that's
just
why we're here.
Can I just mention one other series and just wonder why no one picked George Romero, any of his fucking films? Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead, Land of the Dead, Diary of the Dead, Survival of the Dead, fucking Walmart of the Dead. Where the fuck is George Romero?
I specifically recall hearing as the IMDb lists were being read, I think it was Asa, who said, I can't believe nobody picked any one of those. Here's my kind of guess to that, my theory about why that happened. You remember when we did the Pro Wrestling Unscripted about entrance themes?
Yeah.
And when it was all said and done, because there were like five of us. It was me, you, Louie, Asa, and Zach.
I
right?
have a he who must not be named.
It's all right. I'm not.
It's all right. We're not talking about
it.
We're speaking
of it. Yeah. We all picked themes, and when it was all said and done, I specifically remember us all going, wow, there's a lot of good ones that we missed. And I think what it comes down to is you kind of start trying to think outside the box.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to pick your main favorites, but like everybody likes the DX theme, so probably nobody's going to
make
the
DX theme.
You don't
want to shoot for the easy one.
Exactly. Yeah. And then it doesn't get mentioned at all.
Right. Yeah.
So
I can respect that.
I think that maybe is, and that's just me spitballing, but I think that's probably what happened.
Another part of it was, too, that we weren't like, rule of thumb, like phones were put up with the exception of Dalton because he didn't.
Because he had to text his girlfriend and ask her what's a good movie.
So we're sitting there and literally.
I could teach her a few things.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
War's on, bitch.
Oh, God. Anyway, so we're like literally just taking turns picking a movie and, you know, we're flying off. You're just flying top of the head.
Right.
You know, we're not looking at movies to pick. We're just going, okay, you pick one, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean. Movies left out.
I seem to recall a lot of people had longer lists than that, too, and they didn't quite get to everything they wanted to, or at least it seemed like that's what I was taking away from listening.
Let's talk about Ghostbusters.
Let's talk about it. Now, Jesse and I had a little bit of a discussion about this, and I said, I should have left the list pulled up, but I closed it. I said, if you are including Cabin in the Woods and Tucker and Dale versus Evil on your list, I think there's a case to be made for Ghostbusters. Because, my God, have you seen the library ghost? Please.
Well, not only that.
At least.
How about this? How about this? The movie's about fucking ghosts.
Yeah. Yeah. Can we start there?
The movie's about ghosts that terrorize people.
And I love both of the movies that were mentioned. Oh. We own Cabin in the Woods. I've seen that.
Do not kill the spider. Uh-oh. Spiders deserve to live too.
Just let it do its thing.
Just let it do its thing. It's beautiful.
Just let it climb up on you and eat.
Well, just call me Peter Parker.
It's gonna be.
All right. So anyway.
All right. I love Tucker and Dale versus Evil. We only watched it the one time, but I thought it was a lot of fun.
It's a great movie.
Jesse's argument was that, and he said outright, he's like, I understand that I'm not, you know, the Ghostbusters person to really make this argument or whatever.
No, he's an idiot.
But he's like, but those are, you know, Cabin in the Woods and Tucker versus and Dale versus Evil are horror movies with comedy elements, whereas Ghostbusters is more of an action comedy with horror elements. That's a pretty apt description overall. I'll give you that. But I
feel like they're all comedies with horror elements.
Yeah.
Like Tucker and Dale versus Evil is about a couple of hillbillies who get caught up in mistakes.
Yeah.
The Ghostbusters is about a team of paranormal investigators who hunt down ghosts and try to stop the end of the world. How is that not a horror film?
And Cabin in the Woods never really gets scary. It gets a little disturbing by the time that we start seeing all the chambers when they do that long pull out.
Which is the greatest part of the movie.
Oh my God, it's great. But that thing is straight comedy from the beginning all the way to that point.
Yeah, it's like putting into the This Is the End on there.
Yeah.
Which is just a comedy where it happens to be the end of the world.
Right. You know? Which is a terrifying situation, but it is a comedy movie.
There was nothing terrifying about that movie.
About,
well, I don't know. Some of those demons were kind of creepy looking. But Ghostbusters,
well,
we're talking about
the concept is what I'm getting at.
But yes, the librarian ghost was
that
scary.
That would be the first one I would start with, man.
Not only the librarian ghost, the taxi driver, the zombie, or, you know, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man himself.
Yeah, when Dana is hurled into the refrigerator.
Yes.
The claws
the terror
coming up
dogs.
Out of the chair. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it is a scary movie. And then if you go to part two... one of the scariest things I've ever seen in a film.
Oh, man.
The subway scene.
Uh-huh.
Where the heads pop up.
Yeah.
Or what about the Titanic when the ghosts are walking? That's creepy.
When Oscar's abducted from the window.
By Peter McNichol as the nanny.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was literally going to say that the Titanic scene terrified me.
It was scary. And it doesn't have to be bloody, gory, or people have to die to be scary.
Right.
Scary is relative. And that stuff scared me. So I would absolutely put Ghostbusters on the list. Ghostbusters can be a frightening film.
So we're going to amend the list.
We're getting rid of Dalton's picks. And we're going to put American Werewolf in London on there.
That's got to
Ghostbusters
go.
1 and 2.
Oh, yeah.
Of the Romero films and The Thing. Because The Thing is one of the most terrifying things I've ever seen in my life.
And call it a sci-fi flick if you want, because it is. But it's just like Alien.
Just like Alien.
In that
exactly.
respect. Anyway. Yeah. I mean, again, Alien is a haunted house movie in space. The Thing is decidedly not, but it is the epitome of what Invasion of the Body Snatchers could have been at one point in time.
It is the epitome of horror where you don't know what to do.
Yeah.
You're trapped with a creature.
You know what I think is great, too, is that that was a remake, which some people don't know, because it was the remake years later with...
that was a prequel.
That was
a prequel.
Right,
but you're talking about the original was The Thing from Outer Space with James Arness from Gunsmoke.
Yeah, the one in the 80s was a remake, and people hated it at the time. There were people, this is not what we wanted. This is not a good, wholesome, scary movie.
Yeah.
No, it's not, but it's going to hold up. Just give it a couple of years.
Yeah. The Thing is by far, I just watched it again a couple of weeks ago with Allie, and she had never seen it before. She'd watched the prequel, but she'd never seen the original.
Oh, geez.
Well, I guess it's not the original. Yeah. She's never seen the remake. And as far as remakes go, we talk about... What was that?
Ring.
Well, you stop that. don't do that again. Sorry. We talk about the Evil Dead being the best remake. I changed my mind. The Thing, best remake by far.
Yeah. The Thing is one of those movies that, not to harp on it for too long, but it's one of those movies that if you want to judge like true scariness, you could look at still pictures of some of the shit from that movie and still be just as scared as you are with it in action.
It's the creature effects were amazing. Now, let's get to this list, though, because you got a list. We're going to get to the list, baby. We're going
to
feature Baby Bird.
To the list.
I stole that from Hunter.
I stole it from Daniel Tosh.
So now we're talking about movies that aren't necessarily horror. What was it, the list again?
It movies that aren't horror.
I don't know. Your t-shirt's too tight, Tanner.
Billy, what's his name?
Billy, what's his name?
Oh, shit.
Oh, Lord. Films are I'm not going to say family friendly because there's some on here that aren't really.
Right. These are just Halloween films that aren't necessarily horror.
For people who can't handle slasher films, gore. Yeah.
For people like Dalton or Austin, who literally texted me, he walked out of the Jackson store on Monday because we watched VHS 2 and he couldn't handle it.
Oh, no.
So he left. So these are the horror films for the pussies. The ones like Dalton who aren't quite man enough for him.
Well,
and are more like sissy little girls.
It's hard to title the list like that and then put Ghostbusters on there. I feel like we're in. Well, not this list.
Oh, okay. That's not on this list.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think Dalton can handle Ghostbusters. He'd see that library and ghosts, and his man bun would fall out.
Oh God.
Oh man. Read the list, Tanner.
I'm gonna jump right into it. Idle Hands.
Wait, I'm sorry. What?
Idle Hands.
Idle Hands.
That's a good movie.
I do vaguely remember that.
That's the movie that made Jessica Alba star and made us wonder what happened to Devon Sawa.
Yeah.
Also in that movie, Seth Green and the spider's getting closer to me. He's staring at me is what he's doing, and that's fine. Vivica A. Fox is in that movie.
Yes.
And I had the biggest crush on Vivica A. Fox. Her last name, her name is Vivica A. Fox. You can't do better than that.
Vivica's a fox, man. All right.
Not with all that plastic surgery she's got now. Now it's Vivica's a train wreck.
Let's see here. Young Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah. Classic. You cannot talk about Halloween and not bring up.
I can't. When I hear that, I can't not think about the Simpsons episode where Homer is the limo driver and he's driving Mel Brooks around. Yeah. And he says, I love that movie, Young Frankenstein. Scared the hell out of me.
Oh, man. That's good stuff.
See, I contemplated putting Dracula Dead and Loving It on here.
No.
But I didn't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
It wasn't great. I liked it, but there was some good moments.
It.
There's some good moments in it.
Who made it?
Yeah. Yeah. He was in it. Amy Asbeth, which is.
Yeah.
Sexual, Tanner.
Yeah. Ernest Scared Stupid. We talked about it earlier.
No explanation needed. So,
no.
Yeah.
I mean,
I miss Jim Varney so much.
Man.
World Me too, Vern.
Yeah.
Me too.
The Addams Family.
Absolutely.
Just watched, or I came home the other day and Lindsay was watching it and I forgot how much I liked that movie.
And the Ryle second Julia. One even.
Yeah.
Good too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, not as great, don't get me wrong, but the second one's good too. But yeah, Ryle Julia. Ryle Julia. Dude, give me a break.
Another guy that like, oh my God.
He's an impostor. An impostore. I always love that.
The best reason to watch Street Fighter, the movie.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, by far.
And he was dying.
Yeah, dying.
In the movie. And he was still the best thing about it.
Of
take that Jean-Claude Van Damme.
You fag. Oh shit.
Whoa.
That's one we don't throw around.
Whoa.
I apologize. There's something I was gonna say about Adam's Family and now I can't remember what it was.
I'm scared now.
It was on. The guy that paid, was it Pugsley was the son's name?
Yeah.
For those that don't know, Pugsley is the poster boy for the neckbeard movement. That picture you always see with the fat face guy with the fedora and he's tipping it. That is that guy.
That's the same guy?
That's the same kid. He became the poster boy for neckbeards.
Let's be honest. Pugsley was like the least interesting character
in
the Addams Family Christina Ricci. Anyway.
I had the biggest crush on Christina Ricci growing up. I still do. And she was adorable as Wednesday.
She's on this list twice.
I'd put her on every list forever. Why is Sleepy Hollow not on the list? That was a good movie, too.
Sleepy Hollow's a good one.
I contemplated putting it on the list last week.
Yeah, I
thought real hard about that.
A lot of contemplation going on.
I cannot figure out, like, what is the other movie Christina Ricci's in?
Casper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I
get it. I'll watch it if only. I'll watch it if only for the Ghostbusters cameo.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, only good part.
Who are you going to call? Somebody else.
Go on with your goddamn list.
I liked it. It's one of those films I
would watch it.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, if it's on TV,
I'll give you
it.
That much.
Yeah.
Shannon, stop looking at me like that. Beetlejuice.
Yes. Can we talk about it, please?
Yes. Sequel is being made.
Please.
It's being made.
And I'm totally down for it.
Michael Keaton's back.
It's terrifying the idea that
Spider.
This might happen, but where is he?
He's right there now.
There he is.
Oh, there he is.
He's got my soul.
He's bigger than I thought he was.
Oh, you want to go toe-to-toe?
I'm good.
Please don't jump at me. Please don't jump at me.
Yeah, don't do it. Anyway.
Oh, God, he's staring at me. He's got 18 eyes.
Yeah, he's real big.
Do not smash the spider.
We need the
no killing of
the
spider.
This particular show, it would have been better. Anyway, Beetlejuice, yes. Ah, it's so good.
And again, I had the biggest crush on Winona Ryder because of that movie. I loved it. It was great.
I'd like to point out,
I'm the Exorcist about
I have a crush on everybody, Tanner. I ain't getting any.
I just wanted to sit here and quote Beetlejuice, but now I got out of hand. So
that's the problem.
Never mind. I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every time I see it. What do you think? Am I qualified? Anyway.
Oh God.
I figured that was the best way to put that to an end. Oh, he's moving.
Yeah.
What is he? What?
He doesn't know what he's dancing.
Yeah. I think there's probably some bug poison around here, so he's probably sick. I'm just
going
to guess.
Don't say that.
Well, I mean, dude, look at him. He's kind of... He's not moving too
Raul
well.
Julia did his best work this time, so maybe just the spider.
Him, just get him a red hat, a little cape.
I'm not putting the cape on him.
Okay, Tower of Terror.
I don't even remember that one.
Tower really? Of Terror?
Who was in that?
It was Disney. Oh, God, I mean, think...
But Lindsay would know this.
I can't think of the guy's name.
Eddie Murphy.
Does this have something to do with the ride?
Yes, that's what the ride's based off of.
No, it's not, because it's based off of Twilight Zone.
I'm sorry.
Why would they make it? You why should is it, be.
Right, why isn't the Twilight is Zone on the list? Ride. Why is the but Twilight the, Zone on the list?
Why? Well, we didn't talk much about TV shows.
No, the movie. The movie Twilight Zone. That was a good movie.
Yeah, see.
What about Tales from the Crypt?
Yeah.
Demon Knight. What about Tales from the Hood?
What about the Leprechaun movie?
Back to the Hood.
No.
There's actually a third Leprechaun Hood movie coming out.
There's already a Leprechaun Origins with Hornswoggle.
Oh, my God. That's don't a even real get me thing. That bullshit.
Did you guys talk about him getting suspended?
Oh, yeah.
Because I missed
that. I made a whole
it was
bunch
too painful
of midget
to
jokes.
Listen
it
to
was
the
terrible.
Show. It was too painful to listen to.
I made a lot of midget jokes about how, because we were trying to decide what he took, and I'm like, well, clearly it was human growth hormone. Right? And I was like, no. It's Asa goes, you can't do that. And I was like, well, I'm sure it was only a little bit. He probably only took a little
test. Have you ever seen Tales from the Hood?
No.
Have you not seen Tales from the Hood?
No.
Tanner, have you ever seen the movie or not?
I have not.
It's so...
Just answer the question.
It's so good. Well, I have to show you the movie now. It's got Clarence Williams III.
I thought for sure somewhere along the line somebody was going to make a joke about how you live Tales from the Hood, but like, I was just waiting
one,
on it.
The, one of the segments, the middle one, is about Corbin. You know who Corbin Burnson is, right? Corbin
yeah.
Burnson? Benson? Corbin Burnson.
Burnson.
It's Corbin Burnson. The guy
now
from L.A. Law.
Is Corbin Dallas.
No. Do not think of him. It's about him running for, like, president, I think. I forget the exact plots of it. But he's like, this rich. He used to be a member of the KKK.
Yeah.
And he has these dolls, these little black dolls. And they come alive and like, terrorize him and kill him. And it's so racist. And it's so funny. We got to watch it. Are you coming to the store after this?
I am.
We'll find Tales from the Hood and watch it. All right. Go on with your list.
Oh, God.
go on with your list.
Make fun of my list. I'm not going to name. I was going to say I'm going to name this, and Shannon's going to hate me for it. But it's something I watch every October.
Oh, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Ready?
Yeah.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Here's the thing about the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I liked it the first, like, 2-3 times I saw it. The next 700 or so, you're just kind of a blur.
I like Susan Sarandon in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I have a crush on her.
I feel like this is mandatory. We need to get you a button that
the
you
crush
can just
button.
Press and it just says at yeah. the end. And also, I have a crush on her.
I like it. I mean,
you've mentioned that several times on the show.
I have.
So go on with the list.
How many times have you talked about you like Ghostbusters?
Ghostbusters is not on trial.
Yeah, you can't. We're not here to debate how good Ghostbusters is. It's not up for debate.
Ghostbusters is not a cult classic. It's just a classic.
Anytime we do a list about anything best movies, Ghostbusters makes it. I don't give a shit.
No, put that list. Bring that list back.
Done except one.
The bullshit. Let me
that
see
is
it.
Nightmare There's... Before Christmas.
Hold on. Let me look at the list. Yeah. Let me look at the list.
No.
Let me look at the list.
Okay.
Do not eat the list. You didn't mention Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got to get on there somewhere.
Lindsay is required that we watch it because it's one of her favorite movies. So we have to watch it every year.
I think in almost any house at this point, it's required. Yeah.
Also, had a big crush on Sarah Jessica Parker in that movie.
What the hell happened there?
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
That's good stuff.
And then you put Little Monsters.
Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
I think so. That's the one with Howie Mandel, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I really loved it as a kid. It's been so long since I've seen it. I don't remember,
Savage.
Though. Yeah.
I'm looking at some others over here.
Well, hold on. Just real quick. I want to be every person in the world, every Hot Topic customer. You know what my favorite movie is? Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh.
Of course it is. It's everybody's favorite fucking movie.
It's a good movie.
I didn't say that.
It's
I like it. I'll watch it.
You can watch it on Christmas or Halloween. It's double duty.
Yeah, I'll watch it, but it's not my favorite.
It's literally, I think, Lindsay's, if not her favorite movie, it's one of her favorite movies.
I was going to say, be
it's
careful, because I know it's Sarah's favorite.
Oh, it's Bob's, like, one of his favorite movies.
Yeah.
Allie's favorite movie. It's Jesse's probably got a fucking purse for it. I don't know. I'm sure Dalton has a purse for it to go along with the man bun.
Oh, man. That guy, well,
he don't stand
quick.
A chance, man.
He wants to box with God.
Some other things that got mentioned over here on this list that I pulled up from, where is this? From Apartment Therapy. So that sounds like a good place to get your Halloween movie.
When I found those questions for Tanner on Women's Digest or whatever.
Yeah. It was like Red Book or something like that. And these are not necessarily not horror movies, because some of them are. Carrie, which...
I'll watch it. I mean,
it's a horror movie for the last 10 minutes.
That's the thing, man. Carrie was good one time. It's one of those movies that's interesting one time.
And yet they've remade it three times.
Yeah. And it gets worse every time.
Except for Chloe Moretz Grace. Wait, now how does she?
No, whoa.
She's of age.
Is she?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm glad that you know that. I'm just going to put it out there.
Happy birthday to Bella Thorne, who turned 18recently.
Oh, no. She's redheaded, too.
They mentioned some TV shows, too, and some specials, like It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
It is a great pumpkin.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
What else? The Craft makes it on the list. Just take it, Shannon. Just run with it.
Which one?
Feruza Balk is the one I'm expecting.
No, actually, it was Rachel True.
Oh, yeah.
Rachel True. Fuck, just pick one. Rachel True, Neve Campbell, Feruza Balk.
You just throw a die.
The other one.
Whatever it lands on.
What was the other one's name? Robin something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Interview with the Vampire.
Had a crush on Kristen Dunst.
I thought for sure you were just going to go straight Tom Cruise and move on.
No.
Brad Pitt.
Antonio Banderas.
Oh, well.
Made that movie. You name the movie, I'm going to name who I had a crush on.
What else is here? Silence of the Lambs?
Jodie Foster.
Yeah.
Not my type, though.
The Exorcist.
Got nothing for that one.
Can't help you there.
I no.
The old priest or the young priest? The Exorcist. Let's talk, because we got 10 minutes left here. Let's
boring,
talk a little bit about
boring
the, oh,
film.
Man. When you were talking about The Shining earlier, that's how I feel about The Exorcist.
I agree. And I always tell Bob we should watch that movie again sometime to see if we can give it another chance.
Why
wasn't Poltergeist on the list, by the way, now that I think of it?
Poltergeist. Do I have to keep repeating myself?
Fuck.
But can we skip
time?
Because it's violent as fuck.
They don't want to give a ghost a house to haunt.
The Exorcist, Sarah had not seen it, I don't think. I think that's why we watched it in college. And I remember going, all right, you're really going to like this. It's pretty scary. The first time that you see it, it's pretty terrifying. And although that's not really how the conversation went, it was more like, you're really going to like this. It's pretty terrifying. And then as I'm watching it, I was like, oh, nope. It's a one-time deal. Because she was like, oh, my God, this is awful. And I'm like, yeah.
It's
yeah,
awful.
Scary, awful, and then I'm like, just don't ever watch it again.
Yeah,
don't waste your time.
It's not a. How is this the scariest movie ever made?
It's a one and done type of thing.
I was done the first time.
It was so bad. My dad wouldn't let me watch the movie when I was growing up. He let me watch all kinds of stuff. Friday the 13th, all of them.
Yeah.
How was The Gate not on the list?
What the hell?
I'm not gonna respond to these questions anymore.
I'm just here to get paid.
Yeah.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Last time Shannon's not on a Tanner show.
Keep it on track
from now on.
You know,
I keep the pussy on the chain wax.
Oh, God. You know, he talks all the time about wanting me to host Tanner Thursday and says this.
And then this happens.
Nope.
It's a mixed message you're getting I understand.
I'm all about sending mixed messages these days.
Mixed messages? Why wasn't that on the list? No, I don't. That's not
right. Is that a film?
I was about to say,
It probably. I don't know.
What about 28 Days Later?
Everything was zombies.
Come on with this list. I don't want to.
That was pretty much it. I think that's everything that we didn't mention elsewhere.
I like
Scream.
The Craft.
Scream got mentioned last time though. It didn't make the list, but somebody mentioned it.
Scream is definitely a classic.
Yeah, that one's that's for sure one that's got to get on.
Yeah,
there.
I'm gonna throw something out here, and people may hate me for it. I like the fourth one better. The last one.
The fourth one.
No.
Not
I don't
the,
hate
not
you
better
for
than
it.
The original. Not better than the original.
Oh, no. Well,
that's fine.
All right, 2 and 3.
I mean, you can say literally any movie is better than the second and the third one.
Yeah, Scream goes 1-4.
1-4-2-3.
Yeah, because 3 was the one with Jay and Silent Bob, right? And as much as I love Jay and Silent Bob, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
In Scream, really.
Why wasn't Phantoms on the list?
Phantoms.
Ben Affleck was the bomb in Phantoms.
Oh, he was the bomb in Phantoms.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
You feel bad yet?
No, not at all. I said the movie that I liked. That was good.
What about Pet Cemetery?
This is Buck Beat Down Tanner that. Thursday.
Oh, is there something wrong with Pet Cemetery?
No, that's one movie I can't sit and watch. I can't do it.
Hmm.
That terrified me to no end.
And yet it wasn't on the list for scariest movies.
You know what's funny, though, is that...
The problem is, if it's a scary movie, I have to be able to get through it to be able to enjoy it.
That movie is scary as hell in the beginning, but it just gets real funny in the last 10 minutes or so. The killer kid. It's just not, it's dumb. It's real dumb at the end.
Oh,
yeah.
That face, though.
Oh, man. he injects the kid with whatever he injected him with.
Yeah.
No fair.
It's just.
I'm sitting there crying.
Go cry. Go cry, you little kid.
Nah, that's real dumb.
Man.
What about the Howling?
The Howling.
He's all about some fucking werewolves.
I love werewolves. Werewolves are terrifying to me. Dog Soldiers is so good. You know they were planning a sequel for that.
Really?
Called, Dead Meat or something like that. Ugh. And me and Bob watched the production for it for 10 to 15 years. Mm-hmm. And then they finally just said, truth time. This movie's never coming out. We're like, no kidding.
It ain't happening.
What about Jeepers Creepers?
It was a mention.
Yeah, it got mentioned somewhere. And I remember there was a lot of discussion about how the second one is actually better overall, and I do agree with that.
Actually, it's like, hey, you know, yeah. I just like having my kids trapped on a bus.
Yeah. I'm with you. The second one is honestly, I mean, it does assume that you've seen the first one. You kind of have to have seen the first one, but the second one overall is a better movie.
You have to know
how it works, what's going on. Yeah. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you that much.
What about Michael Jackson's Thriller?
Might as well have been a movie. It's long enough.
Torture porn? Torture porn.
Do you feel tortured when you watch Thriller?
No.
I don't know. What is going on? What is going on?
I don't like the video. I don't. Oh, man. I never have. The song's okay.
Really?
I don't like the video.
Huh.
That's the first time in history someone's ever said the words Thriller is okay.
Write it down. Etch it in stone.
Etch it in stone. Tanner Calvert on whatever day this is.
I'm going to throw this out there. I wasn't a big Michael Jackson fan.
Ugh.
Well, he's no David Allan Coe.
I don't like David Allan Coe that much.
Oh, no.
You see what I deal with?
I feel like that's why we've all come together today.
I always say no one wants to go one-on-one with me. Stephen Bright said once that he's more intimidating than me.
I can't even make noises for that.
He said not physically, but he can tear someone down. And I thought, you've never gone one-on-one with me.
You know when Steven would be more intimidating? As if you were playing Destiny and you just move somebody in front of the screen while he was getting pissed. Just,
God damn it!
Just put somebody right in place.
Fucking bullshit.
Fucking bullshit. All right, we got about like 3 minutes here. I guess we should probably kind of tease what's coming up next, huh?
Well, we got Terrifying Tanner Thursday, the official. I'm going to post this as soon as I get to the store.
Yeah.
Send it to me.
Yep.
This is the bonus episode. The actual Terrifying Tanner Thursday is tonight. We're going to post our questions as soon as we get to the store, too. And
yeah.
I think we already I asked.
I'm going to ask him, too. Yeah. I shared it, but I'm going to ask as well. The last time I asked questions for my show that I did on Tuesday, no one replied.
I think it was because, you know,
no one wanted to share anything personal.
Well, it was such an really hard topic. Question, man. Yeah. I think, like, at that point, I'm like, dude, if I'm going to tell that, I just need to be there.
Yeah.
To try to type all that out, it's like writing the great American novel. So
I'm still working on that.
So tonight, the discussion is...
What is tonight?
The paranormal.
We're actually talking about ghosts?
We're talking about ghosts. We're second try. I feel like there's enough followers, you know, listeners.
You've grown since since the first show. Which wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad. Go back.
Why wasn't that on the list?
Damn it.
It was on the list. It was on the list of our least favorite shows.
Yeah. That's
true.
Yeah.
And it was like the second or third one we ever did?
Second show, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, fuck that.
No, third, because we did WrestleMania,
and
then
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about different theories for the paranormal field.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
We'll make it exciting. Yeah. Don't listen to him.
He pointed at me. Don't worry about it.
I pointed at Hunter.
Yeah.
Wink.
Don't listen to me. Wink.
Who's on?
Fuck if I know.
I will not be there.
Yes, you will.
I have a date.
At gunpoint, you will
with
be there.
Destiny.
Oh.
Not the game.
Not
though.
No. Okay. I'm Alberto Del Rio.
That's a 7 out of 10.
Are you still playing that stuff?
Still playing it?
All right, so it's gonna be me and Tanner and others, maybe
Jesse. I don't know. It's somebody.
Maybe we should find someone that
TBD.
Actually. Let's find someone that actually has an interest in the paranormal, like Ethan. Ethan really likes ghosts.
Oh yeah,
yeah. He's big in the paranormal.
That's
we
cool.
can get John. John's big into the paranormal.
Yeah.
I need to talk to you about that, by the way.
Okay.
Because the plan is courthouse. Lay it out again.
The 24th, like right?
All right. Yeah, done. October 24th. We're gonna be at Pulaski County Courthouse in Mountain City, doing a live show.
Yeah,
and we're gonna try to make Jesse and Asa and the Believers.
Yeah,
we're gonna try to make contact with the spirit world.
Yeah. Before we completely get out of here, Shannon, I think you and I talked about this, but Tanner, I don't know if we have. Are you aware of the Hunter Dawson home in New Madrid?
I am not.
Oh, because I said the same thing to you after that. You need to look into that. I don't know how they would feel about like trying to set something up where you could stay, but at the very least, just go check it out in general. I think you have to schedule tours. I don't think it's just generally open to the public, except at Christmas. They dress it up at Christmas.
Yeah.
But it is, it's a huge historical site in New Madrid, and it is a long, it's like the oldest home in Missouri or something like that. Yeah. It's got a bunch of significance, and it is totally fucking haunted. Yeah. Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah. I also like to add that I'm working on a possible secondary location, because with it being a courthouse, you never know when something's going to come up. And they,
right.
You know.
What's the secondary location?
Magnolia Manor in Caro.
I'm scared to go to Caro already. I'm not taking equipment into Caro.
Tails, no, no. I'm not going to do it.
The only spooks I'm afraid of.
No. Stop. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't you fucking do it.
The only.
Don't fucking.
Then you laugh and it sounds like you're being racist to Mexicans.
The only spooks I'm afraid of are the ones with guns.
No.
Yeah. That's a quote from Tales from the Hood. It is.
Okay.
Because the black guy his black advisor tells him a joke. He says, the only spooks I'm afraid of are the ones with guns. And then later on, when he's talking to the media, he goes, they're like, aren't you afraid of the ghost? He says, the only spooks I'm afraid of are, and then he stops and thinks, he goes, you spooky reporters.
Waka waka.
Bucka bucka, folks. I'm Dalton Mankey.
All right. So anyway, the official Tanner Thursday happens tonight. This is
the first episode of Terrifying Tanner Thursday. That one last week was the prequel.
This is the remake, I guess.
This is really the remake. Is what it is.
This would be the remake.
Better production values and actors.
Oh boy. So anyway, Terrifying Tanner Thursday continues tonight.
Yes.
With a discussion of
check
the paranormal.
Your local listings.
And same bat time, same bat channel.
Thank you, Hunter, for inviting me and Tanner here to
absolutely.
Talk.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me. I was invited. I was really invited to do the show.
I was also invited. Tanner invited both of us to your studio.
Wait. That's not how it happened.
No. I was invited to do the show, and I said, yeah, if we can do it in the studio.
Yeah.
That was the deal. So anyway, you got the real show tonight, or the official continuation tonight, and then
pro wrestling tomorrow.
That's right. Me, you, and Air Jake Bear.
Special guest.
The only time he's taken to the air, busted his head trying to dunk a basketball and had to go to the hospital.
Is he going to do well?
Yeah, he will. We were talking about this morning. He's Zach-esque enough that he'll bring that element to it, but at the same time, if I tell him to shut the hell up, he will. So I don't feel...
I feel like this is going to be the line you're going to hear from Shannon a lot tomorrow. That's your friend.
Yeah.
My only question is, will the words dis or dick be brought up at any point in time?
Okay. We haven't said dis dick on the show in so long.
Until
you just
now.
I said dis or. It wasn't together. You just said
but
it.
But then he said I'm hungry.
Well, you don't want to say it back-to-back with that. Come on now.
I'm out of here.
So anyway...
this
wrap it
is CZW.
Up. This is just the first episode of Fake UTV. Jeez. All right, kill it. Bring it home.
We'll see you tonight. This is Shannon and Tanner and Hunter. And have a nice day. That's all I got.
Bucka bucka.
Bucka bucka.